This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Detroit and Cleveland kind of have this weird brother relationship that I appreciate. And I might have to go Red Wings for that specific reason. That being said,
I feel like you're not looking at anything on your phone. You're scrolling so fast.
Yeah,
it's just photos. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to find the photo that I have because I got a Red Wings jacket because it looked cool.
Can you name 10 hockey players of all time?
Sidney Crosby, Wayne Gretzky, Jeremy Doughty, Jonathan Quick, Ovechkin.
Five.
I don't know his first name.
Yeah, I don't think it's Ovechkin either.
Gordon Bombay.
Gordon Bombay.
Yeah, Gordon Bombay. I was gonna say Gordon. Jeff Gorton. Let's go. Oh, you know who there is? Randall Lightfoot.
Friday, December 8th. We're banking episodes. We've got another episode where nobody who works at the network is on the episode.
Great.
Casey, are you on a Voice of God mic, though?
Yes, I am.
You're our anchor.
Lita.
Welcome back to the show. We've never had this combination of guests, but we've got William Nicholas Brick.
Whoa.
Hello.
Yeah.
Your last name's Brick?
It is, yeah. My first name's Billy.
Billy Brick.
Yeah. William Brick.
Yeah.
William Brick.
Cecily Bro, Lucy Blehar.
Hi.
Pleasure to be here.
Coming at you live from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Sorry, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh my God.
God.
I watch your content.
Oh, okay. You're referencing my content.
I am. I will say that.
So
Lucy is from Pittsburgh, and you posted a TikTok and or reel of how you'll say that, and then people will be like, oh my God, I love Philadelphia.
Immediately. And some of my best friends that I've known for years, I mean, I'm certain that you have been like, are you going back to Philly for the holidays?
I don't think I've said that once, actually.
Well, then it must have been Mary.
Why is that a thing that people get confused?
Beats me.
Beats
they're different
one.
Enough. I guess yeah. They're just both Pennsylvania cities that start with a P.
Right.
George Saba said that you were from Philadelphia like a week ago.
Wow.
Okay, call him out.
Yeah.
Call him out.
I'm going to need his contact information.
Yeah, we're going to have to be texting him.
The fact that you don't have his number and he doesn't have yours is punishment enough.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He can never reach me.
That's true. I like your pillow situation. This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I tried to put it on the ground and then Billy was like, and then put it back.
Are you guys afraid of intimacy?
Emotional or physical?
Both.
Neither.
Really? What about you, Billy?
What about this says you're comfortable?
I tried to take the pillow off.
He made me wear a jacket. Off. He said he wanted me to feel as uncomfortable as possible.
Also, I like that you started this by just sighing. Just a deep sigh. Well, that felt really nice. That felt great for me,
we're
honestly.
Wasting Casey's time.
Okay.
Casey produces like 9 shows.
All right, Casey.
And we're trying to bank a ton of episodes so that we can take the time off for the holidays.
Oh, it's hard for you.
It's the easiest it's job.
I feel like you shouldn't have accepted the job if you couldn't handle
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you can't.
No, I can handle it. I just can't handle it without sighing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to know each other a little bit. Let's play some icebreakers because I know you two very well. Mm-hmm. You specifically very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you separately pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm creating a sliding scale because I've known Cecily since I was 17. But
yeah.
Why don't you guys all share your like icebreaker fact?
I can solve a Rubik's Cube.
You can or
cannot? Yeah, I can.
Because saying I can't solve
I
a Rubik's Cube.
I cannot solve a Rubik's Cube.
I can solve a Rubik's Cube.
How fast?
Used to be able to do it in under a minute, but I would need to brush up my skills.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, we'll wait.
Well, I didn't bring it.
I think we do have one.
Okay.
I'm not.
If I could just take an hour or two to refresh, and then I can come back in and solve it for you guys.
We're recording again at noon. If either of you, guys, any of you guys want
to
stay, back
how long does it take to learn to solve?
You don't have
it. Probably took me like a couple days of. There's like these algorithms you can memorize, and it took me a couple days of memorizing those, and then I would just be like. So I had a lot of friends.
I was wondering.
High school.
Yeah.
But good for you.
I want to get like an all diamond. Rubik's Cube. So it's all the same color on every side, no matter what.
I feel like you and I had the same trajectory of like into things that people don't care about dork in high school. And now we're just like very sexual.
Yeah, now we're like really, okay, which by the way, you've been really calling me out on Twitter for being
you've
horny.
Been so horny on Maine.
Say more about
can't
that.
Can't we?
No, you can't. It's just novel to me.
What's so horny about what I'm doing on Twitter?
Yeah.
Let's pull up your Twitter.
What's so horny about what I've been
What's
doing
so horny
on
about
Twitter?
Me? Followers?
Billy, are you still in a gainfully employed relationship? 9 hours ago, at 1:30 in the morning, you tweeted a grown divorced man with this emoji.
That's accurate, too.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It is that hand.
I need to delete that.
Question marks. Question marks are sexy. You like that? Yeah, you do.
What's horny about that? Nothing horny about a simple question.
I wear Birkenstocks and I fuck. Can people please stop thinking they're mutually exclusive?
I mean, that's just...
I think that's fact.
The hottest men have nightest terrors.
Yeah, the hottest men have the nightest terrors.
Yeah.
That sounds like something you would have tweeted.
Well, that's why we're friends.
Yeah, exactly. You also tweeted a picture of your ass not that long ago.
What did you guys think of that? I got your opinion on it, I think.
Did you send it to me?
I might have showed it to you in person.
I don't think I got my eyes on it. I'm
was
not really on Twitter.
On a daybed reading a book?
Oh, wait, I did get my eyes on it. David.
My ass.
I zoomed in.
That's all. Well, you wanted to see if there was hole.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, is it just a Ken doll?
Yeah, we got to see hole. It's almost 2023. Show hole.
When we were shooting that, we were doing the...
what?
What's that?
What?
When we were on that shoot on that day, it was me... the photographer, and then, like, sort of my closest confidant. And,
George?
We had to...
Sort of my closest
create,
confidant.
Like, a... you know, we didn't have an intimacy coordinator, so it was, like, anytime I took the trunks off, right, it would have to be, like, balls, and then the photographer would turn around, and then I would say, set, once, like, my dick was...
Set?
Up and under me.
Up and under
up
me.
And, so did you, like, tucked tuck up, it up, yeah, like, towards your belly button?
Well, it was exciting.
You're lying face down. Why did you have to tuck your dick?
Because I was like horny a little bit.
Of course.
Wait,
you
were
the
you
wind
really?
On your nethers? Come on.
You had just read my Twitter and he couldn't keep
it. He couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, emotional abstinence.
That is there anything hotter? JK, I'm anti-avoidant now. No more. No more.
I'm all for avoidance and emotional abstinence. I think you should abstain from all emotion. It will set you free.
How's your emotional body? And how's your physical body? Let's hear about that cock.
Jesus Christ. I developed a wool allergy.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, my eyes get all fucked up. You can relate, I'm sure. Not even in a mean way. I feel like that bonds us. but yeah, I can no longer wear wool on my body because then my throat swells up and my eyes get bloodshot red.
Oh,
that does suck for you because I feel like you're a big wool sweater head.
I was, yeah. I gave all my sweaters to my brother.
Like a hero.
Dempsey?
Yeah, Dempsey.
We should do the all brick up.
Yeah.
You, Dempsey, and what's your sister's name?
Ella.
Cute.
Ella. Yeah. That's a cute name.
Ella's a heartbreaker name.
Yeah, she'd love this show.
Ella Brick.
Ella Brick.
Well, she's an adult.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It's the sparkling water.
I think you have to be 18 to guest on this show.
Yeah.
The subject matter is pretty adult.
I would say yeah.
Yeah.
But let's stop talking about the underage ones, you know?
But if you could get Tremblay, you wouldn't?
I would corner Tremblay into saying something cancelable on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun. What the fuck was I about to say? Are you still dating?
I am.
Can we get into it?
Thanks for asking now. Yeah, you can get into it.
Long distance?
Yep.
So has this cybering?
We can't get into it.
Yeah.
Is this person, your partner lives in Ontario?
She lives in New York.
Mm. Oh, New York City.
So I'm trying to, yes, New York City. So
she goes to the, well, no, she dropped it.
No, she goes.
She goes to the school that My Old School by Steely Dan is based off.
Wow. Yeah. Hmm. How'd y'all meet?
Through friends. We met through a friend.
Is there anything hotter than meeting through a friend?
Says Lee.
What? I'm sorry.
That's how I met Jeff. Babe.
So.
Babe.
You.
Do you
Jeff
guys want to talk
together,
about your love life?
By the way, Jeff and I are dating. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah. If people are, don't say that because people are going to DM you a lot.
It's a joke. I would never. I wouldn't be. I would never.
Well, let's hang on a minute.
I would never.
There could be like a twin flame situation going on.
No. I'm over it.
Did you say twin
Next
flame?
Next question.
No. Moving on.
Do you guys want to talk about your love lives?
Sure. I just got out of a relationship.
Are you gonna play
we
a sound
all
effect?
Turn to you to make fucking... a sound effect. Yeah.
Yeah, where's one sound effect for that?
Play like
okay.
Yeah. That feels good.
I want to act surprised, but I did hear about that.
Of course. We run in the same circle, friend.
Yeah.
It's 'tis the season. Cuff or don't. Cuff don't.
Right. What? Cuff don't.
Cuff
so
don't.
Lucy and Cecily were dating two men who lived together.
Yeah.
We were dating roommates.
Yeah.
Roommates.
And now they're both gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been missing for weeks.
We can't find them.
So how's your, like, revenge era or?
Revenge era. I'm not into revenge. I'm more of like, I'll let you go. You know what I mean? I've never been like.
But if you do that, they're going to come back.
Well, and then I go, no, no.
Okay.
And I go, no, no, no.
Yeah.
I think the thing about my friend Cecily is I've never met a more resilient and also I think that there's kind of like a no return policy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
For her.
So you don't backslide.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Well, my thing is that I'll be like, here's a million chances. Chomp, 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 chomp. And then
one second.
Take a sip.
One second.
Yeah, okay. Good time to take a sip.
I'll take a sip, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. excuse me.
Sorry.
Oh, I'll just give a million chances. And then once it's done, I'm like, it's like, okay, I tried. And I let it go. And I say, that's enough. No more. It's like a turn off, you know?
That's honorable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They don't call me Cecily honorable for nothing.
What's been the hardest part of your guys' breakups? And then, oh, sorry, one second.
Okay.
Flight patterns in this area
it's tough.
Fucked. Case, can you tell me when we're clear?
We're clear.
Great.
Oh my god.
Okay, so hardest part of your breakups. We should say, Cecily, yours is very recent.
Yeah, mine's pretty recent, about a week ago.
Not even.
Okay. No. Wow. Someone's tough.
A week ago tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
Nuts.
Okay, everyone, keeping tabs.
Everyone's keeping tabs.
Everyone's keeping tabs.
I wasn't gossiping, but I heard wind.
Heard wind?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the wind, certainly. Yeah. So a week tomorrow was mine. And so far, so good.
What's been the hardest part?
And then are you going out this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
But you're not into revenge.
No, I was going out before. Like, I like to have fun, you know?
That's fun.
That's my thing. I want to dance. I want to... Thank you. I got a scholarship for wanting to have fun. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Full ride for most fun girl. What's the question? What's the hardest part?
Yeah.
Well, the hardest part is like, it's kind of wild when you're with someone for a bit and then you're like, okay, see you later. And then again, it's just like, I guess we'll never talk again. And I just met your family.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hard. I wish it had happened before I went back for the holidays. That would have been that would have been sick.
Yeah, that was a big fumble.
Yeah, it was a fumble. Would have really appreciated that happening before. Having to meet everyone.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yeah, tough stuff. Nice. Tough stuff. But, you know, we live and we learn.
I'm just silencing my phone. I'm sorry. It's inappropriate for it to be buzzing right
Please
now.
Take a moment of
Excuse
silence.
Excuse me.
What does your necklace say? Libra?
Yeah, of course it does.
Come
so
on.
How often do you see both sides of things?
Every single time I see both sides like Chanel.
Mm.
Holy shit.
I think that's what gets me into trouble. And just to make a seamless segue, plays into what has been the hardest for me about my conscious uncoupling is
You asshole. You
We've
piece
been consciously
of shit.
Uncoupling.
I consciously uncoupled, and the hardest part for me, because I'm a Libra, is like trying to make it so fair and be like, it's not fair for me to be angry or upset because like this is valid. Everything is valid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then also just being like, ugh, he was so hot.
Yeah.
It's such a shame.
I'm a Libra moon, so I think that's what played a big part of me too. I just was like, well, yeah, let's be fair about this. Like, yeah, maybe I'm not happy, but maybe I will be. Like, let's just see it through, you know? I'll give you a fair shake.
I can think of one thing that's not valid, if that would help your guys' Libra moon and Libra sun.
Yeah, tell us. Speak on it.
Lucy's Beetlejuice-looking ass outfit right now.
Yeah? You like that?
Beetlejuice-looking ass!
Because you had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song.
You can call me daddy. Oh.
Yeah, you can. I'm proud of my look today.
Billy, you're a Scorpio.
There it
what
is.
Kind of Billy, freaky ass shit are you getting up to long distance wise?
Stop asking me that.
I'm sorry. I'm genuinely sorry.
You're trying to reword the same question. my girlfriend's also a Scorpio. I don't know if that.
Damn,
that's hot.
And
I'm
we have the same rising as well.
Okay, that's good.
Same
what's
your birthday rising? Too, which makes things tough.
Yes.
What's the rising?
Leo, I think.
Okay, I'm a Leo rising.
Yeah.
Whoa. You're a double Leo?
No, I'm a Pisces.
I forgot about that.
She's a Piscus.
I'm a Piscus.
We do have to move on.
Okay. No, this was fun.
Can I quickly say I'm loving Billy's outfit?
Yeah, this is
Billy's like a style icon. Yeah. I've truly changed the way I dress partially because I met Billy.
I want to change the way I dress because of Billy.
No, you've loafers. Always had good style. Okay. I had like basic style.
I don't need to change anything.
What's that?
You're telling me I don't need to change anything.
Well, there's things to change.
Oh, my God.
Just don't say your name three times.
Damn.
I knew
Jeff, I know there's a pillow here, but...
I knew this would be a roast.
I knew. Walking into a roast.
Walking into a roast.
People lambasted me last week because I wore overalls on this show.
Oh, yeah.
People were like, what is Jeff wearing? I'm like, you guys, what's normal to you? That's pretty fucking normal to me.
Overalls cute. Paddington normalized overalls.
Is that what did it?
I thought so.
Paddington is a fashion icon.
Yeah.
Does Paddington wear overalls?
I can't take this. Don't look me in the eye while you play
Bond
it.
Of the week. I don't remember if we did this. I think we did this when you guys were on. But basically, Daniel Craig is out as 007. And every episode until...
Oh, I thought you meant
out. Sorry, actually, excuse me. Every week until the next James is cast, we're going to lob up our choices, Bond. This week, my choice is Adam DeMarco.
Mm. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
Don't get me started.
It's time for a kind Bond.
A kind Bond who's not like, if you get with him, you're not going to die. You know?
A white sneaker Bond.
Oh, yeah. Frankie Muniz.
is he your choice, Frankie Muniz?
No, Cody Banks returns.
Cody Banks come back. Grown up. Cody Banks come back. Grown. Okay.
When I went to London when I was like 8 with my family because my parents finally had enough money to travel, I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be at home. But the one pull that I was like, can we please do it, is going to that haunted house moat thing because it was in Agent Cody Banks 2.
Oh.
And then I chickened out.
You got scared.
Yeah.
You got scared. Well, that's great.
Who are your guys' Bonds of the week?
I'm going to have to go with Glenn Close.
I like that.
Glenn Close.
Tell me she couldn't nail it.
She absolutely could nail it.
I heard she does her own stunts.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's going to be Steve-O because he does his own stunts. I think he would be
Can
really
I hear
good.
Your Steve-O doing Bond? So just say the name is James Bond.
Oh, God. I'm trying to remember his little high voice. It's like kind of...
It's like Smoker's
Law.
It's
like, it's James Bond.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
You started yours. Let's finish
I'm not going to finish my Steve-O, but I'm saying he always goes, yeah, dude.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's incredible.
What's the other guy in White Lotus's name? Leo.
Leo James.
No. Oh, he wouldn't be bad either.
Leo James would be
good. No, I'm talking the young British guy.
Oh, the one
Leo
who's like,
Woodall.
I was in a
Leo
fucking
Woodall.
Deep hole.
Yeah.
I like him.
Fucking deep hole.
He's in
deep
hole.
He's
trouble
then,
isn't it?
Yeah.
He's doing a good
I
job
really
on
like
that
him.
Show.
I really like him. I think he's great. I think everybody's doing a great job.
And the
show.
Character. Oh,
I think everybody's awesome.
Everyone's so
making,
good.
a movie or a show so hard.
Oh, that fuck it's off. Like, you once said, you've been I asked there, you if you wanted to talk about it, and you said not really.
Say more about that.
I
think everybody's so good in The White Lotus. Please do.
He's deflecting.
But I also heard that Aaron Taylor Johnson is up for James Bond, potentially.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Kick-Ass.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
That's what I thought.
That would be good, too. Yeah.
That actually would be
really
good.
What I heard
good.
Is Anya Taylor-Joy.
The ATJs. Yeah.
And I don't know
who that other person is.
Aaron Taylor Johnson?
No.
He'd be great.
We have great. To move on.
Okay. Okay. Happy to.
What makes Spanish...
Oh, okay.
What makes Spanish tortillas... different than French toast, asks the tasting table.
It's all about the frying. They're typically fried in olive oil instead of butter.
I don't understand what's going on.
I'm discombobulated.
Spanish tortillas.
Tortillas?
Tortillas.
Or are you trying to say tortillas?
Tortillas.
Tortillas with a J.
It's like a French toast.
Okay.
But it's more of a Spanish toast.
Okay. Mm.
Fried in olive oil instead of butter.
Yum. Mm.
And there's tons of variations on the shit.
Okay.
Discuss.
What do you mean asks the tasting table?
Yeah. That,
oh, it's like, you know, per the tasting table.
It's like the peanut gallery.
Yeah. Not well, but not for really. Food. Are you going home for Pittsburgh?
Am I going home
for
Pittsburgh?
Christmas
yeah.
to Pittsburgh?
I am.
Okay. You have a brother.
I do.
And I know him.
Yeah, you do. You've met him a bunch of times.
I guess sure. you have a brother, right? Yeah.
Back to the tortilla, because I'm just trying to keep important. Us on track, you guys.
Right.
If I may digress for just a spell, I'd love if Big Sis could be like the house band for this show for an episode.
Absolutely. Don't play with me.
I'm not.
I'll sign a contract right now.
We don't need you to do that. We just need you to show up when
I've
ask
agreed
you
to do it.
When I ask you to. Oh, my God.
Per the Wall Street Journal, tensions grew at Salesforce between co-CEOs Benioff and Taylor ahead of leadership change. What do we think?
Repeat that?
Yeah.
Tensions grew, and this is the only one I'm going to repeat.
Oh, okay.
Tensions grew at Salesforce between co-CEOs Benioff and Taylor ahead of leadership change, right? So co-CEO Brett Taylor announced his exit from the publicly traded software company last week. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what you guys think. Are you guys reading the trades?
No.
Casey?
It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
Whew. Benioff has a son who writes novels.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You actually knew that?
Yeah.
What kind of novels?
And I read one.
Erotica?
It was good. Oh. No, I wish he wrote erotica. But I think that's all I have to say about it.
You know, follow your passions. Follow your dreams. Why not?
Billy?
I think they could work it out. Because it says tensions grow. Or did it
grew?
Oh, you didn't.
Grew.
Sorry, can you,
yeah,
you didn't repeat
growing.
It.
It's already
it's
happened.
Done. Oh, they grew.
It's yesterday's news.
Tensions
grew as in the
when
villain
is this coming
from
out,
minions.
By the way? Because it's not going to be yesterday's news.
This is all truly yesterday's news, and this is coming out next Friday.
Okay.
Okay. It's a shame.
I wish it's a real I wish shame. That more grown men in positions of power could work out their issues in a safe and vulnerable setting.
I'm worried about them. It's really hard for them, you know?
Like, it's hard
it's
for
really
them.
Tough. For
I'm
them.
Worried about grown men in power as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right.
Oh my God.
According to People magazine, Beverly D'Angelo's ex-husband gladly divorced her so she could be with Al Pacino.
Sorry, quote, her husband's name's gladly divorced her.
Gladly divorced her.
Gladly divorced her.
Nothing but air.
You wanna, are we supposed to say something about that?
About the divorce?
This is Charlize Theron says her kids are not exactly sure what she does for a living.
Wait, I think the Al Pacino thing's funny.
Yeah, her I like
husband,
the Al Pacino.
Who would you get gladly broken up with / divorced in order for your
partner? Oh, that's really
that's
interesting.
A great
partner
question.
To,
that's a great question.
Probably Nicholas Braun.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, because this guy said, quote, he's fantastic because he was an Italian man. I think if the person I was dating wanted to marry Nicholas Braun. It has to be Endgame though.
Right.
Oh yeah.
I'd be like 100%.
Of course you should.
Yeah, you get Succession money, you get his apartment. Yeah. I think it's Houston.
You get that sky high money?
Yes.
Which pays not only dividends, but also residuals.
Because this guy was Italian, like Al Pacino was his hero.
Was the ultimate for him.
But why are you and Nicholas Braun in the same category?
Because I'm half white.
Long list you could have picked.
Nicholas Braun.
You tried to combine you and Braun and thought you'd get away with it.
Actually, yeah, I would say Julianne Moore actually was one of my, I was going to pitch for James Bond, but that would be someone if the person was like, look, Julianne Moore is it for me. I'd be like, well, of course. Mm. Like, she's a treasure. She's one of the best actors around and hot, timeless. Yeah.
I think I would kill my partner before I let anyone else have them.
Oh my God. Are you jealous?
No, why would you say that? No, I think it would be Glenn Close once again.
Of Glenn Close, always Glenn
I'm
Close.
Having a big Glenn Close moment in my life.
I'm trying to think. There's definitely somebody that I like would not be mad about. Someone I like so much, but you'll have to get back to me on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll check in with you after the ad break.
Answer. We are going to circle back because I want to know your answer.
I got to know.
Yeah.
I think I would be upset if they didn't have charm. You know what I mean? Like they need a personality too, because otherwise I'm like, they're like a dime, but I'm like funnier than them.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to have it all.
I'd much rather the other way.
Just then be like a basic, like not funny person.
You would not be jealous. Yeah.
No, sorry. The exact thing that you were saying.
All right, we do have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after we thank some sponsors.
Simply Safe. Your home can be secure as fuck.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
We have two more pieces of news of the day. Charlize Theron says that her kids are not exactly sure what she does for a living. I mean, she's not exactly booking.
Whoa. I think she's booked and blessed. She's got J'adore. or whatever that perfume is. Oh, yeah,
she's got J'adore.
Dior. Remember that commercial where she's like walking in Dior? She's like walking in gold. Done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't like her.
You don't like her. She's cool as hell.
No, I like her.
One of the most successful actors on the planet.
Yeah, she has an Oscar.
Yeah.
Remember her in Monster?
I do. Mm-hmm. It was so brave of her to gain 30 pounds for that.
I know.
It was tough.
I'm waiting for the second someone tells me I need to do that.
Rapper DJ Khaled was bowled over, toilet bowled over, by the birthday gift Drake sent him.
Drake, thank you for this gift. This is the most amazing toilet bowl I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God.
Four of them, actually. He couldn't stop playing with the lid, raving about the features.
Playing with the lid.
Melissa, what's some of the features?
It has a UV light cleaning system.
It got a UV light cleaning system.
It's remote control operated.
This top-of-the-line Toto toilet retails for just over $20,000 each. It's called the NeoRest NX2.
That looks sounds like a fancy sports car.
Yeah, you don't have a bag.
It actually feels like it when you're sitting on it.
Apparently, Drake is a toilet connoisseur.
If you've ever been to Drake's house, his toilet bowls are incredible.
Another rapper recorded this one at Drake's, operated by a touchpad.
Huh?
And Drake himself once told rap radio features Tupac.
I don't know if you guys went to the toilet yet, but you know, the toilet plays Pac.
Toto exec Bill Strang says they even have a toilet called the Drake. That retails for just like under $600.
Yeah.
This is a roast.
The Drake is cheap for you guys.
It is. It is. It is our workhorse.
And no, it's not named after this Drake. Next time Drake comes to visit DJ Khaled, at least he'll have a nice place to sit.
Definitely put one in the studio for you.
Yeah.
Ginny Mose,
CNN.
He needs seats too.
New York.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I think it's so sick that he won't go down on a woman, but he'll like touch a toilet for fucking ever.
Yeah.
That's sick.
It's the enthusiasm for me.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled is always so enthusiastic about everything he's doing.
Yeah.
And he knows that we the best music.
Oh shit.
Well, I guess, yeah, we have to move on anyways.
We already played that game.
Welcome to Too Many Squats to Handle.
Cool.
So the name of the game is Too Many Squats to Handle. It's vaguely based off the Netflix show that shares the title. But instead of like a bunch of hotties being shoved onto a beach and not being able to hook up, it's going to be us having a squat contest. Because I feel like 3 out of 4 of us have some of the greatest ass in the game.
Absolutely.
Who are you excluding?
We know who we're excluding. Yeah. This is a video podcast.
I wanted to make this a medium.
And so I thought that it'd be fun if we are basically one by one in the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, let me see what I wrote for this. Oh, I said this one's a real stretch.
Okay.
One by one, each of us is going to be in the hot seat as we try to do as many squats as we possibly can. As you're squatting, you're going to be bombarded by as many deeply personal questions as the others can muster for you.
I love this so much.
Person with the most squats and the most questions answered wins either $100 cash or a dinner date with me.
$100 cash.
Right. Wow. We have to pick one or the other.
You get to pick one or the other.
Oh, okay.
Cash. No. No, dinner sounds great.
Are you paying for dinner?
Yeah.
Because that could be worth
Yeah, you could get more than 100.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would hope that it'd be like also like emotional value instead of just like the cash.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is this the concept of the show or is this what you're trying to have us do?
This is what we're about to do.
We're about to do it.
I'm going to go last because there's no way this lasts more than 2 people.
You think it's going to fall off the rails, become really...
No, I think it'll be good.
Serving real Scorpio energy today. I really love it.
You fucking asshole. Okay. Anybody want to go first? I can start us off. I can go first.
Why don't you start us off?
Yeah.
What are the rules?
The rules are you have to go for as many squats as possible as you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else will sort of ask deeply personal questions. And for every squat is worth 1 point, every personal question is worth 2 points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a time limit?
No. It's for how long? Literally squat until you drop.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How much would I derail things if I said I have to pee really bad?
Oh.
Lucy, we took a break.
We took a commercial break. That was sort of your...
Okay. Let's do the squats.
I just want, like, yeah. Because it's, like, it's only 45 minutes.
I understand. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry.
No,
for
it's
voicing my
it's
needs.
Okay. You don't have to be sorry. Just like don't pee. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Let's do the squats.
No, you can go pee right now.
You're gonna give her a UTI. Oh my god.
I don't get UTI.
We have cranberry juice in the fridge.
Like, yeah, there's a reason why we got.
This has happened before.
I'm gonna go too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go too.
Okay.
Oh.
Whatever. See ya.
Well, I was gonna cut this out, but now that it's just the boys.
Yeah. Kind of a yeah. Cool. Like. Side thing.
I'm gonna cut
right?
this out.
All right. Very, very mean to me.
All right. I'm gonna start this off.
Oh my god! Like, do the squat.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Stalling.
All right. Do you guys have personal questions lined up?
No.
I actually think
you're not. No. You didn't come prepared.
I do think that we should actually keep it to a time limit because.
Really, you said I'm limited. You can't change the rules now.
Because otherwise, I think a lot. I think I could go all day.
I yeah. could too.
Me too.
I know, and we only have like 18 more minutes.
Okay.
So
let's, okay, so we'll just
six
start
minutes
and
each,
then we'll
I
go
guess.
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
You're trying
each,
to get
I
out
guess.
Of doing it.
No.
Let's do 3 minutes. How many squats we can do in 3 minutes?
Okay.
I will also say that I texted each of you guys individually last night, being like, "Do you like eggnog?"
I did.
And this is the healthy segment that I came up with instead.
Great.
All right.
This was the. Oh, this was the, what was the eggnog segment?
The eggnog segment. I don't want to say because it's going to be on next week's episode.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So should we just round robin the personal questions so we can keep
yeah.
it going?
I think let's just yeah. Don't let's not no order. Just
yeah,
if something
let's
comes
go.
To you, then
let's go.
Just okay. go for it.
Okay.
All right.
What is your deepest fear?
My deepest fear is like not accomplishing the things that I want to accomplish in my life. Oh, I get to start a timer.
Yeah. And are we supposed to be counting
into
the
a
squats?
Microphone?
Casey, are you keeping up with the points? Because I certainly am not.
With how many squats is are being done?
Okay, sure, yeah, I'll keep.
Thank you. Okay. No questions.
My deepest fear is like dying, having not accomplished the things that I want to accomplish. Mm-hmm.
Who broke your heart the most in your life?
Oh, that's a really good question. I've never been broken up with, but
oh my god!
I will say that my
Who
high school
is the bridesman?
Breaking up with my high school never sweetheart was pretty painful because it was the first time I was that sad.
Mm, what's your worst childhood memory?
I'm not gonna say that. but yeah, my parents had a really bad argument once.
Okay.
Not
How do you
once,
feel
but...
about the fact that your worst fear is likely to come true?
I guess bad.
Worst date you've ever been on?
Oh my god, I have an answer for this. Well, it wasn't a date. I just, one time I made out with somebody in college and we were about to have sex and then it was so bad that I actually walked her home.
The makeout was so bad. Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Do you think you're a good lover?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, guys, let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, that'll be a lot.
This is so much.
What are we at, Casey?
Which family member do you dislike 51. The most?
Which what?
Which family member do you dislike the most?
Oh, my God. I guess my grandmother.
Damn, oh my speak it. Speak it.
She's really judgmental.
When's the last time you felt truly insecure?
That's an amazing question.
Huh. Jesus Christ. This is a lot. Why did I do this? I
can't wait.
Oh, I just shot a... Well, I don't want to talk about it. There was a time recently where I was like, oh, I'm the least funny person in this room.
How does it feel for that to still be true?
This isn't a roast, Lucy.
What was your childhood fear? I'm going to just get back to
Everyone
the childhood.
Everyone has one.
Yeah.
It's not like, Jesus.
3 minutes is a lot.
It's not like PC to say, so I'm not going to
say
that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, whoa.
Why did you stop yo-yoing?
Why did you stop yo-yoing?
Because I kept coming in like second to last place at every contest I went to.
Nothing worse. Were you into magic as a kid?
Yes.
The Gathering or like tricks?
Tricks. Like, did
tricks.
You? Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's
how much more time does he have?
There's 18 seconds.
I'm scared for you.
Last question.
Okay. What do you think is your worst quality?
I think that I am a bad, I'm not the most loyal friend.
Wow. Wow.
It really gets hard not to be honest once you're like.
Because you're done. Yeah. Your body is, you got nothing but the truth left.
Oh, we're doing this? Because there's a, we could all just not do this. And then Jeff just did that all on his own. Which I'm game for.
Yep. Damn. 108 squats.
Say it again.
That was a lot. All right, Luce.
All right. Here we go. Timer. Oh, okay.
There we go. Go.
Who would you seek revenge on?
Oh.
I'll bleep out their name, but first and last.
My 8th grade math teacher, Miss
Yes.
How many people have you had sex with in your life?
Probably about
That's awesome.
Have you been to a sex party?
No.
Regretfully.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go to a sex party?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what regretfully means, Jeff.
Do more score. Most left of center kink.
What do you mean by left of center?
Craziest.
I think like a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
Like I'm scared of it, but I also am like, what would that be like? Mm.
Who's your closest friend that you want to fuck? First and last name.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. Where's the wildest place you've hooked up?
In the NYU Law School courtyard.
Hell
oh my
yeah.
God.
Hell yeah.
What is your biggest insecurity?
That everyone thinks I'm really scared that everyone thinks I'm really fucking annoying.
Oh, never. Sorry.
Did you want physical or...
No.
Least favorite body part.
The left side of my face.
It's beautiful. Okay, this is not good for me.
It's nice to have a best friend on the
Billy, come
on the board.
Yeah. You're so comfortable asking me a bunch of questions.
No problem.
Left side of my
face. What is it that you just met?
Yeah, it is.
Would you ever straighten your hair?
Oh.
Yeah.
Who is someone you would tell off right now?
Your ex-boyfriend.
I really thought she was going to say me, because this is about when my knees started to shake.
God, there's a minute left, by the way.
You have a minute, 10 seconds left. What's something you wish you could change about yourself, but you know you never will?
Whoa.
Wow.
I wish I was more outspoken about my needs.
Okay. Wow.
guys.
What's your biggest dream that you'd like to have come true?
Yeah.
White Lotus season 3.
Oh, nice. Yes.
What's your intention for 2023?
Be more luxurious.
Oh!
Who would you hook up with on White Lotus?
Lucia.
Duh.
Oh.
And the dad.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher. Marco.
Yeah. Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher.
All right, 23 seconds left. If you could live anywhere except for LA, where'd you live?
Fucking Lake Como.
of course.
What first and last name of the best lover you've ever had?
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I don't want to say his name.
No.
I know who it is.
No, you don't.
Oh. All right, you're done. How many was that, Casey?
That was 92 squats.
Yes. Damn. But how many personal questions?
Yeah. What about the personal?
Oh, so yeah. we gotta start again. I think
we gotta do it
I think
over.
We gotta do another round.
There's no way.
Because we're not
again,
counting the points.
You didn't count the personal question.
I can do it in post.
Count the squats and the points.
Yeah. I forgot we were going.
Yeah. Let me know who won in post.
I don't know where I'm gonna do my squats.
You have to do ask
not
camera.
Show cooch.
Here, do it. Or you
if you want to do it off camera, you're welcome to.
Do it into my mic, Seth, so that your butt is facing me.
Okay.
This works.
Okay. Yep.
No one look.
I also,
no
for all of these, I'm going to use the camera angles that don't show off our ass.
Okay.
Sorry, audience.
Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go. Who is too hot to handle amongst your friend group?
Oh, fuck.
Don't fuck this up.
Too hot to handle among our friend group. Oh, no.
Once again.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you ever want to fuck any of your ex's close friends?
Yes.
Who?
No, could not handle this.
Holy shit.
I wanted to fuck, this is hard. I wanted to fuck friend, which makes no sense whatsoever now in hindsight.
Who most famous person you've ever kissed?
Oh, God. I don't know if I've kissed anyone famous. I'm the famous one. What is your biggest insecurity? That I don't go for what I want. And I hold myself back.
I think you do go for what you want.
Okay, thanks, girl. Thanks, girl.
I want it to be known that Billy didn't ask you any questions and he has yet to ask Cecily a question.
I don't think I'm going to participate in this game.
Cecily, would you ever go brunette?
Yeah, I would.
When?
For a fucking role that I get an Oscar for.
No. Before the role, when?
Before when?
Before the role, when?
What do you mean when? Like now?
Like you're going brunette. We've decided it. When?
Today.
Got it.
Where do you think you rank in the hotness of all your closest friends?
That's a really good way to put it.
Fuck me.
And then you have to list who your closest friends are before you do this.
Fuck, this is going to get really intimate.
Yeah. Minute 10 left.
Third.
Behind who? Behind who?
Lucy.
No.
Oh, if you won the lottery, who's someone close to you that you wouldn't tell because you don't trust them?
First and last. What? Fuck.
Have you ever had a sex dream about Jeff?
Yes. Sorry.
It's all right. I have to.
We can be honest here. We can be honest here.
Ideal haircut for your husband.
Hair
that's not a hard one.
All you care about is hair.
I'm just trying to keep it rolling. You guys aren't saying anything.
I'm okay.
You have a bun. Okay. And you're asking about hair.
What would you like to die from?
Ooh.
That's a really good question.
Having so much sex.
That, honestly, your track record? Possible.
Yeah.
Would you ever, if you gave up on acting, what would you do?
Die.
Okay, good. And then
would
have
you ever eat
one
human
more
flesh?
If I had to, yeah. To survive. To survive!
How many was that, Casey?
98.
Fuck.
What?
Come on, man. I was going God, the whole time.
Yeah. I'm not I guess you guys are going to have to each pay me $33.
Right. Which,
this is great. Not doing Casey's lying.
I was hoping he'd get two more to break 100.
Yeah.
Casey's lying to help
you're
Jeff
fucking
win.
Lying, Casey.
I know, Jeff, okay, you guys were doing full squats. Jeff was kind of doing half
right?
squats.
That's
yeah, Jeff was doing half squats.
Was I?
That's, yeah, that's cut Jeff's score in half.
In half?
Yeah. I'll allow it.
That was hard.
Yeah. Jeff.
You too.
And then, I'm glad.
Is that a tie? You tie?
No, Cecily beat me.
Oh.
Wait, I thought you had 98 too.
I think I had 92.
92.
Oh.
Because
you're
I was squatting
low. You're just flat out not going to do
it. I don't know,
I
man. I don't know. It feels
Billy,
like...
come on.
I don't want to do... I don't want to play this game.
I agree with you. It's not fun to do. But this is all going on the internet, and then if you don't do it, people are going to think you're boring.
I understand that. It's like when Shaq did Hot Ones, and everyone's like, oh, I'm going to do that. The thing is, like, he knew what the show was before he signed up for
and
it.
And you didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah. All right, well.
Scorpio, very Scorpio of you. To not want to share.
I don't want to do either part of the game. I don't want to do squats, and I don't want to answer personal questions. You said you designed this game specifically for us?
The boy said no.
Yeah.
I had to outline two full episodes last night, so I was just like, yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's great.
I came out with the title before anything else.
Too many squats.
I think that's a sick party game, actually. I would play that. I would play that again right now.
Me too. Yeah. That was good. That was
hell
good.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great party game. Yeah.
Yeah.
People can make fun of me on the internet. I don't care. Wouldn't be the first time.
That was Too Many Squats to Handle. It's weird that I won. That doesn't really feel like
God.
Fair.
You were doing half squats.
You were doing half squats.
I have to check the video because it did not feel like that.
You weren't giving.
I wasn't
also,
putting my whole
Jeff. Also,
your
knees were going over your ankles, which is poor form.
Which is poor form.
So your form was bad. Our form good.
Your ankles were bad too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The ankle to Blundstone ratio is so off. Oh my God, this guy's wearing Nike with Blundstone.
The whole city goes crazy.
Oh my God.
Then Cecily, you win.
Oh, sick.
I thought your squats were pretty good, Jeff.
I really need to fucking hear that.
Because we know you don't want to go on a date with Jeff.
I'm really strapped for cash right now.
Literally crying.
Because of Christmas shopping. And because
so you're already saying no to the dinner? Yeah. He's like, no, I can't.
No, we'll talk.
Okay.
I love how Jeff won and we're all just like, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't. I won.
I truly currently don't have $100 in my bank account. But I will Venmo you in the next couple of days, and then I will put that Venmo transfer on the video.
Yeah, right. Tell me more facts about it. Tell me the logistics more.
It's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
Again, you design these games. You have full control over the entire show. If you didn't have $100, you should have just made the prize less.
Well, I thought I was gonna win.
Oh my god, you needed the money.
Yes, you needed the money. I need the
You've been training.
Who was gonna give you $100?
Yeah, we had to give you money.
I would just like, you know, put it on my time put it on my time card. And call it hosting the HeadGum Podcast or something.
Do you have a green phone?
What's that?
Do you have a green phone?
Yeah.
Can I see it? Oh, sorry.
You cracked the screen on purpose.
In his bare hands.
Can I move this table back?
Yeah.
So I can put my drink down?
We're about to wrap up, but yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Billy. Billy. Oh,
this is going to be a nightmare to edit because of all this shit.
It's the least you can do, Billy.
I feel like I smell.
I definitely smell.
I smell.
I always
Well,
smell.
We did all just do 100 squats. Guys, we've made it through another episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Thank you so much for coming on at 10 a.m. on a Thursday when you have a heart out and you have a heart out both at 11:30.
Me too. I also have to go.
When do you, where do you, to work?
Sweet girl.
To the house.
Yeah, to the house.
Cecily makes over $100,000 a year. let's plug. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Let's start with Cecily.
Let me think. I'm on an episode of The Dropout, if you haven't seen it yet.
They've seen it.
They've seen
it. I've gotten DMs about seeing you on that.
Oh, my God. I'm in a show. I have a show with Lucy called Titty Committee. Our next show is going to be February, first Thursday of the week. And just follow me on @CecilyBro on Instagram and TikTok.
Hell yeah. Same thing, Titty Committee show, and my socials are @LucyBlee. I'm looking right down the barrel. Also, I'm doing other stand-up comedy shows around the city, and I will be hopefully putting out a sitcom. Not anytime soon, but hopefully it gets made soon.
It will.
What I'm saying. So watch the miniseries of it online at oversharing.tv, and follow my band, Big Sis.
Yeah.
Big Sis is great. Billy?
I made a movie with my friend that I'm really excited about, it's not coming out soon, so when it
You're
does, I'll have Jeff post. Jeff will be posting about it a lot, so that's
yeah.
Keep an eye out for that. Hopefully,
I'll be posting about it a lot.
Yeah,
I have a social media brand to keep up.
Yeah, I know. All right, Jeff won't be posting about it a lot. I'll come back. I'll come back on the
You'll
show.
You'll come back.
Yeah.
And you're about to go to that office right now to edit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I come? At Jeff Boyardee on Twitter, at Jeffrey James on Instagram. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the show. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
This whole thing was Dawes.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.